The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
5 minutes after the hour here on the Friday edition. Trevor Loudon joins us, by the way, at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, for those of you out there that look like Jesus, what are they going to come up with next? I mean, I used to dress up, if you can imagine that. I used to dress up like Austin Powers. And I used to go out and work minor league baseball all over the United States, as well as hockey and whatnot. And so I looked really good as Austin Powers. I was very believable. And I even had the voice, baby. Yeah. Well, now the Timothy Chalamet lookalikes are out and Jesus lookalikes are in, believe it or not. At least in Utah, where some long-haired and bearded men are charging $100 to $200 an hour in the growing market for Jesus models, according to the Wall Street Journal, being hired for occasions like the family photo shoot for the Christmas card or wedding announcements. You gotta love that. Hey, it's better than the dingo boss on the dashboard, huh? I mean, the hourly rate is so high because the labor pool is so low, because many people who live in Utah, of course, are Mormons. And, of course, they don't have beards and they don't look like Jesus. And we're talking about RLDS here. They frequently shave and have short hair, and so they're not going to fall in with that $100 to $200 an hour crowd. So, I mean, there's a big lucrative side hustle for those strapping fellas out there with long hairs and beards who haven't aged into the mall Santa market yet. So there you have it. Hey, who says we don't have interesting means of making an income? The government, by the way, who all out there wants to see the government shut down? Raise your hand. I thought so. Well, the U.S. government will partially shut down. This is according to the liberal Jewish view. We're going to, I'm going to read you this because, you know, the Morning Joe or whatever it is, the Morning Brew, you know, it's written by Jewish people and they're libtards. I mean, you have a conservative Jewish side, you have a liberal Jewish side, you have a Khazarian Jewish side, you got, you know, Jews who don't understand what's going on. I mean, you have Jews who, you know, are advocating and own most of the government. So it really doesn't matter at this point. What we're talking about is the U.S. federal government, and we say federal, not national, federal government, will partially shut down. This is the incorporated government at 12:01 tonight, that midnight tonight, if a spending bill isn't passed and signed by President Biden today. You really want to call him that? What was expected to be a dramaless affair has been thrown into chaos from new demands by President-elect Trump and fierce criticism from Elon Musk, who has flexed considerable influence over the Republican Party as an unelected individual. Unelected, yeah. And so Mike Johnson, of course, man, I'm telling you what, it doesn't look good for him as a future speaker. The way he's behaving right now, he's coming out looking more and more like a rhino. And the thing is the Democrats actually helped crush this Trump spending bill, which, by the way, the proposed Trump-backed spending bill was only 116 pages, as opposed to the 1,547 pages that the Democrats put out, because it was full of pork. That's why you had 1,547 pages. Oink, oink. So all this pork is going on. And, of course, the GOP said no. So when Trump came up with his, the Democrats said no. So this should be an indication of what's going to go on. And so if the government shuts down, among the impacts, because everybody's going to want to know, all right? Federal employees are going to be furloughed, but those who are deemed essential, which means TSA, air traffic controllers, are going to stay on the job without pay, until a bill is passed to fund the government. So, you know, you're still going to get your Social Security checks. Don't freak out. I mean, you know, they promised you the raw deal. What do you expect? We have so many people out there in fixed income right now because they made government their God instead of the real God. You know, we depend on government for everything. People expect government to do stuff that government flat out was not designed to do. So this is what we get. We're faced with this garbage, right? The FDA, by the way, has recalled blood pressure medication due to a possible carcinogen. For those of you who don't know what that means, it means a cancer-causing agent. This FDA notice recently put out said Aurobindo Pharma USA, it's a New Jersey-based company, makes this product called Nebivolol, N-E-B-I-V-O-L-O-L, Nebivolol. They come in 2.5 milligram tablet doses in 30-count bottles, which are only available by a script. It's a type of beta blocker used to treat high blood pressure. But apparently there's a nitrosamine drug substance related impurity, adding that the discovered N-nitroso nebivolol levels are above the acceptable intake limit. N-nitroso nebivolol is a nitrosamine and considered mutagenic. Mutagenic. There's a new one for you. They're talking about, even though there's a low chance of injury or death, the possibility of adverse events may have irreversible effects. So you're not supposed to take it. You know, it really doesn't matter what the lot numbers are. I just, you know, why are you taking it, anything with nitrosamines in the first place? You know, it doesn't make any sense to me unless you took the jab. Then it's another, you know, one of these things where people go to the doctor and they go, hey, doctor, can you tell me what to take? I said, doctor, to relieve this bellyache. I said, yeah, you know that. Well, you put the, here's what he said, put the lime in the coconut. See, that's about, you know, stupid as the stupid does, folks. Just the way it is. They go to the doctor after they get the jab. They were told it was safe and effective because Fauci lied, people died. Okay, pick a side. Hey, that rhymes, doesn't it? That's what it says on my t-shirt anyway. I walk out there and I really offend a lot of people that took the jab. They look at that and they go, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means that you got fooled. It means you made the government your god. You went out and you got the jab or two or three in the boosters. And you just so much believe in everything the government tells you that if you don't run out and get that done, you're un-American. Well, guess what? Now you're going back to the same doctor who lied to you and told you that the jab was safe and effective. And you're asking them to help fix whatever it was that ails you. And they know damn well that the heart condition you now have was caused by, yes, you guessed it, those shots you took that they call the vaccine, because you're used to hearing the term vaccine. And so you must think that, hey, what's a vaccine for? A preventative. So let's scare the population of the United States, at least two-thirds of it. Let's scare them half to death. Chase them to the doctor's office. Chase them to the clinic. Chase them to the tent. Yes, there's a circus tent near you. We're going to hook you up with a jab. That's right. Stick a shot or two in there, would you? Yeah, give us some mind-altering, DNA-altering junk. That's what we're here for. We want to be American. That's right. We'll show you how conservative or liberal or whatever. You know, see, the Democrats even went out there and did this, too. They bought into the crap. Why? Because they're entitled. They're Karens. They all want the same thing. They want the government to give them stuff that the government wasn't designed to do. And in this case, the government was all too happy to oblige. Here, stay 6 feet apart so you can't smell the other guy's fart. And take the shot. Take another shot. Take a booster. Here, you want to take some pills, too, while you're at it? How about a Tide Pod? Would you like that? You see how stupid America was and how they reacted to all this garbage? Seriously. And now we even have people out there. This is really funny. The FAA has banned drones over parts of New Jersey. We'll see how that works out. See if that, you know, keeps all these drone flights from coming overhead. You know, Elizabeth Camden Bayonne, you know, they're all there. You can't have drones flying overhead. And officials are telling people in New Jersey, because people in New Jersey apparently are very pissed off at, you know, what's going on. They see something moving overhead and they think it's, oh, let's just use our laser pointer. Apparently reported laser strikes on commercial aircraft are up 269% this month in the Garden State over the same period last year, largely because of the drones. See, this is what happens. They use the laser, mini-me. Stop humping the laser. You see, I do Dr. Evil too. You can do one Mike Myers impersonation, you can do them all, right? Told you I used to do Austin Powers, so I like Dr. Evil. Yes, Dr. Evil. 100 million, fifillion, zillion, yen. Yeah, see, and this is the thing. I just love making fun of these people because they freak out. They think, oh, well, what is this drone here? Must be an aircraft. Let's shoot a laser at it. I mean, you know, we already know that, pilots flying into JFK and LaGuardia already complaining. Yeah, there was a green laser light. We got hit with a green laser. You know, it didn't disrupt it, but it sure made a mess of air traffic. Well, you know, when you go scaring the population in, you're not transparent. I mean, isn't this a classic example of how our government is? Seriously. Now we're going to talk about all the strikes going on in America when we come back from the break. Neil Cavuto, by the way, is leaving Fox. Apparently he's got some health issues that's forcing him out. But in the meantime, I mean, everybody wants to walk out right around the holidays. Isn't that fun? 'Tis the season. Be right back.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
What do you mean I can't get a chai latte with sprinkles and all the other whipped cream? And yeah, well, you guessed it. Yeah, it reminds me of the days when I used to have the caboose coffee shop. I took an old 1941 railroad caboose and converted it into a coffee shop in Texas right off Interstate 20. And what was really funny is that people used to come in and bitch and complain, $1 for a cup of coffee. Well, you get free refills. You know, and now look what they're paying Starbucks. You go into Starbucks and you order a Bounty or a Grande or whatever the case. Oh, you're paying way more than a buck. And then you want a chai latte with all sorts of garbage in it. I mean, all these entitled people, but you're really going to be frustrated now because members of Starbucks Workers United staged their first strike in 13 months today, and the strike is going to ripple across the country, and by Christmas Eve, good luck finding a Starbucks that's open because it's starting in Seattle, Starbucks hometown, Chicago, L.A., the union, of course, described as key markets for the company, and it's going to spread to hundreds of stores from coast to coast by Christmas Eve, unless the company makes a commitment to honor framework to reach the first union contract at the company. Wow. Talk about organizing, man. Oh, Starbucks, man, I'm telling you what, now you want to have, you're going to be served a cup of coffee by a union member? Wow. I mean, now what am I envisioning here? A longshoreman with a busted nose working at the Starbucks counter? I mean, come on. What is going on here? I mean, it's one thing. I mean, coffee workers striking, boy, you know. Hey, why isn't AOC part of this? I mean, she's a barrister. That's where she really belongs, is behind the coffee counter, not in Congress. Well, this is not the only company that's going on strike right now. Amazon is also doing it. One of their largest unions in Amazon, yep, 9,000 workers are going to walk off the job. So if you have anything going on that you have Amazon delivering the product, good luck getting it by Christmas. You know, maybe we need to start boycotting Amazon, huh? What do you think? Should we stop shopping online? Oh, you can't get half these Karens to stop doing that. Of course they're going to go online and shop at Amazon because Amazon, man, I mean, they got deals that nobody else has. People go shop there because there is no other way to buy. I mean, we've all become addicted to staying at home, staying online, getting into debt, blowing the credit card, finding stuff on there we don't need. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's worse than QVC. I mean, I know people have gotten addicted to QVC and they buy every damn thing under the sun and rack up their credit card. And then when the bill comes in, the spouse looks and goes, what the hell have you been doing, honey? Yeah, you got to love it. And so when you have a Trump-backed spending bill out there that fails because the Democrats busted it, of course. I mean, seriously, this is leadership by example, folks. What do you think our government is doing? The federal government is going out and setting a bad example by spending money it does not have. And I guess it's okay for everybody else to do it because, you know, there's always bankruptcy. I really predict that this year into next, you are going to see more bankruptcy filings. I am seeing more foreclosures starting to happen in the Sand States now than ever before. The banks are going to come out and they are going to attempt to steal your home. What can I say? You know, especially if you're like MSDNC, you know, their anchors were just given a choice. Take a pay cut or lose your job or lose your show. Yeah. Rachel Maddow just took a $5 million trim. And that was her paycheck, not the other thing you're thinking about. Morning co-host Jonathan Lemire or Lemire is facing a salary reduction. So, Joy Reid, Stephanie Ruhle, they were told, hey, you have to accept the pay cut to keep your nighttime show. And each of these, Ruhle and, Reid, they, earned seven figures. Now they're not. And apparently, according to Ruhle, Donald Trump told her to go F herself when she asked him for an interview in October. I mean, why should he? You know, this is a thing of their own making, folks. Libtard media goes out and does the stuff it does. And then when it's, you know, the tables are turned and these people all of a sudden have to, you know, own up to something, they don't want to do it. So what can I say? It's just one of those things. And, by the way, you know, we said something about foreclosures in the real estate market. Well, we've got a new thing going on. Axios Miami is reporting exclusively home buyers can access neighbors' political leanings. Oh yeah. With the new real estate platform. I don't think that this platform is that new because I can go online and I can locate neighborhoods that are predominantly Republican. But this is a new real estate platform. It's a tech startup called, O-Y-S-S-E-Y. I guess it's Oyasi. Oyasi, like Odyssey, only it's without the D. It's Oyasi. It's, believes that social data like age, education, and income demographics is influencing buyers more than the physical conditions of a home. Oyasi is soft launching in South Florida and New York City this month, developing a website that lets buyers search for homes as well as a tool that streamlines contract negotiations, and you can only get it through the realtor. The recent settlement of a class action lawsuit against NAR, come on, National Association of Realtors, you should know who they are by now. That means buyers are now required to sign contracts with agents to tour homes and negotiate commission payments. Home buyers can now use Oyasi for free after receiving an invitation from their agent. Oyasi markets a monthly subscription service to agents and brokers. And so agents and brokers, if you want to know where and how happy your home buyer, future home buyer, maybe they're conservative. Does this mean, how did you vote in the last election? Well, I hate Trump. Oh, well, you want to live in a Democrat area then. Here, let me hook you up with Oyasi. And you can look for predominantly Democrat neighbors. Oh yeah, you see how this is working? See how the divisiveness is this time of year? You sign a digital contract with an agent and then you surf the local listings to see where all the Democrats are. So if you want to live with the Karens, I don't know if they have one that says, oh, I relate to Karens so well, I want to live where the Karens are. They drive around in their little golf carts and scream at people because of something they did they don't like. It's, the Karen is the kind of person that, you know, when they come up and they start ragging on you, you just want to punch their lights out. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the way it is. You see the divisiveness now? Oyasi is just making things worse, in my opinion. I mean, home buyers can view block by block consumer and political data pulled from election results, campaign contributions, and licensable commercial data alongside average housing trends. Oh, yeah. And this is, according to what Axios is reporting, the CEO is Hugh Nierenberg. Oh, Ivey Nierenberg. No wonder he's calling it Oyasi. Ivey. Yeah. He's a former Boston real estate agent. Nierenberg says that during the course of a house tour, buyers often shift from asking whether the water heater is leaking to wondering if their neighbors or folks they'd like to invite to dinner someday. It's about getting buyers homes they love based on political leanings. Isn't that wonderful? You see how society has reacted to all of this? And then, of course, if you live in the state of Oklahoma, guess what your governor is ordering the state employees to do? You have to come back to work. No more remote working. Yeah, I mean, look it. Commitment to ensuring efficient government operations and accountability to the taxpayers. You really think that the governor wants you to stay at home if you live in Oklahoma and work remotely when you should be in your assigned offices or your field locations? Well, he has set a February deadline and said you either do it or you're out. Where in-office employment is deemed unreasonable or if agencies face space constraints, that would require additional expenditures to accommodate employees. The order also requires quarterly reports on the composition of remote or hybrid workforces submitted to the departments, covering all of this beginning as of March 31st of next year. So Stitt is a Republican. He said COVID altered the way we did business for a time, but that time has passed. Now we need to put stewardship of taxpayer dollars as our top priority. Sounds like a conservative Republican, doesn't it? Man, you gotta love that. In the fourth quarter, by the way, Adam Data's come out with a new article. Home affordability worsens again across the United States in the fourth quarter as home prices keep climbing. Well, that doesn't help. You know, when you go out and try to buy a house, you know why that is? Is because not everybody is putting their house on the market. Because people are freaking out. A lot of these people either are mortgage free or they have a very low interest mortgage. They're at like 3.75%. And why do they want to give that up in favor of a 6% mortgage? And it doesn't really matter what the Fed does these days. They're looking at the economy. They're looking at what's going on. I mean, it's not just, you know, do you have liberal neighbors and, or do you have conservative neighbors? Or, I mean, do they keep to themselves? Are they noisemakers? Do they have parties? Did they turn their property into an Airbnb? Is there drug use going on next door? I mean, everybody's got a reason why they don't want to buy or don't want to sell in a given neighborhood. But a lot of people are looking at the economy and going, dude, if it's that bad, even if we can get a lot more money for our house, it's all because of the fact that there is very little inventory out there, but it will start growing as time progresses. Once Trump is sworn in, the inventory will start to grow, I predict. But the problem is that the number of foreclosures, this is what people are going to be looking for. This is what I was looking for in 2012, because I talked to a foreclosure defense attorney down there. He says, hey, Dave, guess what? This is the time to buy in Florida right now because there's so many foreclosures on the market and you get these homes for a song. What I found out when I went down there and bought a house, that was true. Trevor Loudon joins us at the bottom of the hour after the break. We're going to take a little break. Got to do the news. Then we'll be back. We'll be talking about the fight and how we have to stay engaged. Be right back.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, we're back after the news break here. We have a guest I've interviewed before on one of my shows that no longer exists. His name is Trevor Loudon. He is an author, filmmaker, and public speaker from Christchurch, New Zealand. And for more than 30 years, he has researched the radical left, Marxist, and terrorist movements and their covert influence on mainstream politics. Trevor Loudon's thesis is that what is commonly regarded as mainstream political policy is in fact fact-driven and guided by hidden subversive elements. The Democratic Party's consistent defunding of the U.S. military, support of open borders, sexualization of children, the climate change agenda, pipeline shutdowns, many of their anti-American policies, all consistent with communist goals. Trevor believes that these forces must be exposed and countered as America's continued role as a bastion of freedom is pivotal for the future of Western civilization. And, of course, he is a spokesman for the film Beneath Sheep's Clothing. He's the founder of the New Zeal blog and trevorloudon.com. Good morning, sir. Welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be back on. Good to hear you, sir. Thank you.
So Beneath Sheep's Clothing, I guess I could give you the opportunity to tell everybody what it's about, if you would.
Yeah, well, it's made by Julie Beeling from Utah. She's... She was a missionary in Russia after the collapse of communism, and she extensively studied there how communism suppressed churches, especially unpopular ones, and how it controlled the people. And since that time, she did a PhD in Russian, etc. But since that time, she has written a book on how the Marxist left is controlling Americans, controlling religion, especially using marginalizing people to serve as an example for others. So Beneath Sheep's Clothing is a real connecting the dots movie, because what it would say is basically we're in a Marxist revolution right now, and we look at things like open borders and the transgender movement and woke churches and woke sport and woke Hollywood and the environmental movement shutting down an energy industry, and Black Lives Matter, and we see all these phenomena, but we don't understand that all part of an organized program directed by China and other enemies of America to bring us down. So we're in a communist revolution right now, and thank God for President Trump, who can start pushing it back. But that's what we're in. And Beneath Sheep's Clothing connects the dots better than anything else I've ever seen. I'm in it with James Lindsay and Alex Newman and others, who I'm sure some of your listeners have heard of or know. It's just a fantastic movie. Julie's done an incredible job of this.
Right. I've had Alex Newman on the show multiple times. We're very closely connected. He's a friend
of Alex
mine
is great.
Partner. Yeah, he is. So now
and he's in it with James Lindsay. So some great speakers, including former Russian Christians and all sorts of people. It's just a movie that is very emotionally engaging, but is also just fantastic for connecting the dots for people.
But the thing is, Trevor, is this situation with Russia now, and them being engaged with Ukraine, and the Biden administration and all of its garbage with Obama being connected with Ukraine, and what they're trying to do, and Trump is trying to put the fire out before this thing turns into World War III, because they're trying to hook Ukraine into NATO. But at the same time, we hear all this propaganda about how the Soviet Union now is recognizing Orthodox religions. And I'm just like, well, this doesn't sound similar to what we're talking about here. Has anything changed over there since this movie was put out?
Well, look, the movie doesn't really go into the Russian situation. It focuses on America. But believe me, the idea that the Russia is somehow a Christian nation that's going to save the West is completely fallacious. Russia is nowhere near as Christian as America. You know, I think 6% of Russians go to church. If you want to go to church in Russia, you have to go to the Orthodox Church, which is completely controlled by the KGB. And if you are part of a non-Orthodox church, you can attend church, but you cannot proselytize outside your church, and you cannot even educate your children in your church. So this idea that Russia is this great Christian country is completely fallacious. That's a propaganda exercise designed to fool American and European Christians and conservatives, essentially.
Sure, and I understand that. I'm just, curious, because it seems like you're very, very plugged into Beneath Sheep's Clothing as far as the film itself. And is this available for release now? I mean, can people get it now?
Yeah, it's been out for a little while. It's you can go to beneathsheepsclothing.movie, and you can get a hard copy, or you can pay per view. But I'm urging people to get it now, because the next we've got a new government now, which is pushing back against the communist revolution. But that government is going to need a lot of support, and people don't, unless people really understand what's happening, we're not going to succeed here. So the movie is very timely and very, very valuable. Very valuable. I hope everybody in the Trump administration sees this movie. I know lots of them have already, but I hope all of them do.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on, is because the more people out there that know about that movie and can recommend it, the better. The thing is that this is all basically the influence now from the Soviet Union into modern America. That's basically what this is and how the other side behaves. We have to understand our enemy. I mean, know thine enemy whilst thou art in the way with him, according to the word. So, you know, this is the sort of thing that, you know, why we talk about stuff like this is because people need to be aware. It's not just election integrity. Now we've got Democrat senators out there trying to do away with the Electoral College. I mean, this is the sort of thing that it behaves like the Politburo almost.
Well, it is. And people, see, this started with the Soviet Union, and that's still involved, but this is mainly now directed by China. And see, open borders, that's a Chinese operation. You know, woke sport is a Chinese operation. The Chinese even fund the transgender movement. You know, the Chinese and still Moscow to a degree funds the anti-fracking movement and the environmental movement, which is shutting down our energy industries. So, all of these things are directed by foreign enemies. But we don't know this. You know, who knew that Black Lives Matter is a Chinese operation? You know, how many Americans do you think understand that? But it was a critical thing that wreaked massive damage. How many Americans do you think understand the Chinese network of voter registration organizations in key states that have stolen elections? Even they've been out, the Chinese influenced several elections in the last election by having their teams curing ballots in California after the election, won several seats for the Democrats that should have gone to the Republicans. This is the Chinese doing this. So, you know, it's a lot deeper than people realize.
Well, in addition to that, now they're also buying up land near military bases. What does that tell you?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's not just the land and military bases. The Chinese policy is to buy up land and put in factories and plants in every state. Because what they reason, if you have a big tire factory, for instance, in a conservative state or a conservative area, you start to flip that state towards China because you create a big constituency in that state of lawyers and businessmen who are tied into your factory. And any congressman from that state who takes an anti-China stance is going to find it very hard to get money and very hard to get votes. So the conscious plan is to use business, putting in Chinese in conservative states to flip the politics of the state. So they essentially control all 435 Congress members. This is explicit Chinese plan. But you have people like Spencer Cox in Utah just can't wait to bring more Chinese business into the state. You know, it's like bringing the mafia into your state. Yeah, you'll make a little bit of money, but they'll sell drugs to your kids. They'll corrupt your politicians, and they'll eventually get control of you. It's a disastrous course of action.
Well, see, and Russia has a mafia too, and a lot of it has to do with communism. I mean, the mafia was like the alter ego to communism in Russia. It operates an underground economy.
Yeah, well, the Russian mafia is controlled by the KGB, and look. You got to understand, the communists have always been behind the drug trade, for instance. The Cubans, the Colombians, the Soviets, the Chinese have always been the masters of the international drug trade. And we still see this with fentanyl. But the Russian mafia is controlled by the KGB. The Russian mafia is a state actor working in America to bring us down.
It's amazing how that works. We're going to come back with Trevor Loudon. He is a spokesman for the film Beneath Sheep's Clothing. He runs a blog as well. We'll get more information on that when we come back from the short break. Stay with us.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
And we are back. 12 minutes left in the show. Trevor Loudon is here. He's a spokesman for the film Beneath Sheep's Clothing. And I got to wonder, Trevor, about the unions, about the climate change, because I know Beneath Sheep's Clothing covers a bit of this thing, and we've got BRICS. We've got all these things that Russia's doing right now. China's involved in it. And if you're a union member and you see all of these strikes going on, you wonder if the union is for China being here or against China being here. And because of the fact that China is trying to get electric vehicles to be the thing in this country, it would seem like it would basically cause the union to outlive its purpose. Does this make sense?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. See, and I'll give another example of this. The unions in America now are almost all controlled by communists. And they are loyal to China, not America. So they're very willing to sell America's jobs or interests out. And I'll give you a classic example. You know, 30 years ago, before the communists took over the unions in 1994 under John Sweeney, took over the AFL-CIO, unions in America were very anti-illegal immigration. They were the bulwark of anti-illegal immigration. They would have people on the border. They were constantly lobbying Congress to stop illegal immigration because illegal immigrants took union members' jobs and broke strikes and depressed wages. Well, in 1994, the communists took over the unions. And in 2000, the communists flipped the AFL-CIO's policy from opposition to illegal immigration to complete support for it, because the goal was to bring millions new Democratic voters across the border to get a revolution in America by creating a one-party Democratic state controlled by the communists. So if you're a union member right now, you're supporting China and your union is not supporting you. I'm not saying that wasn't how it was 30 years ago, but since 1994, when the Marxists took over the AFL-CIO, their interest has been communist revolution, not supporting American workers. That's why they will shut down your industries. They will shut down your motor industry in favor of Chinese electric vehicles. They will favor illegal immigration over you. You're paying union dues. You're paying for your own destruction right now.
That is a hard pill to swallow for some people, believe it or not.
I'm sure it is.
That's a truth bomb and a half there, Trevor. People are going to have a real hard
time understanding. It is a truth bomb. And we just think, you know, am I wrong? Unions used to be at the forefront of opposition to illegal immigration. Now they're at the forefront for promoting it. What's the difference? The unions used to be controlled by pro-American patriots. Now they're controlled by communists.
Well, the other thing, too, is that unions, way back when, used to be the front people for manufacturing. And now look
exactly
where it's gone.
Yeah, because the unions support China, so they did nothing while American businesses outsourced their factories overseas. But that was also tied back to Henry Kissinger, who was a very deep friend of communist China, who basically sold Nixon on the idea that we should be friendly with communist China and send all our industries there, which would make China friendly to us. Well, that's worked out great, hasn't it?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, why the unions, you notice in this last election in 2024 in November, that the unions, a majority of them, at least the Teamsters and whatnot, they didn't endorse anybody for president. You would think that there would be, if they were recognizing what was going on here, they would be able to figure all this out and actually disclose why they were voting a certain way, but to not endorse anybody? I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, a couple of unions, the Teamsters did that, and the Teamsters was really the last union and that still isn't completely communist control, but largely it is now by the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, which is a pro-Chinese group. The same people that started the George Floyd riots and almost organized a big strike against UPS. They are pro-Chinese communists. So, yeah, the unions, some of the unions, a few of the unions, most of the unions supported Harris, but a few of them didn't want to alienate a future President Trump. And so they held back. But unfortunately, Trump's nomination for Secretary of Labor is a hardcore leftist. She's a former Republican congresswoman from Washington, but she's a hardcore leftist, and she should not be confirmed because she is completely pro-unions. And the current Secretary of Labor, Julie Hsu, the Democrat Secretary, is a pro-Chinese Maoist. She's an actual Maoist. So, yeah, the unions, it's not just the unions, it's who becomes Secretary of Labor that's very important as well.
So this is kind of a scary thought because, I mean, this is shaping the way America is going to become in most aspects. I mean, if you live in a right-to-work state, I guess you're better off because most of the union states are what we refer to as blue states.
Yeah, look, the unions are the transmission belt of communism to the masses. That's Lenin right there. Every major labor union in America is communist-controlled. They have big, especially AFSCME and SEIU and the really big unions, and they are a merry-go-round for the Democratic Party. They see communism coming to America through the Democratic Party. So they take your union dues, they open the borders up to flood the country with more illegals and more Democrat voters, and they keep the Democrats in power in the big cities, and they help with the vote fraud and all the things that go with that. You know, if President Trump's smart, he will set up a new unit, the federal government, to specifically go after vote fraud in the big cities. And he will treat it like organized crime, like the mafia, and actually start doing RICO lawsuits against these big operations. Because you can't fix Los Angeles from California. You can't fix Chicago from Illinois. This has to be done from outside. This has to be done federally.
Federally, yes, I understand that. Now, Trump has got Tom Holman. They're looking at this thing come January 21 after Trump is sworn in. This mass deportation is going to start, and this has to be contrary to what China wants.
Oh, look, absolutely. You know, this is going to be the big battle because when those deportations start, and I want every single illegal sent home because it distorts the American electoral process. It's given the Democrats with the census, it gives them a whole bunch of extra seats. The only reason they're bringing these people in is to vote Democrat in big numbers, to swamp the conservative base. That's the only reason. And so China is absolutely behind this. The pro-Chinese communist parties are working on the ground to enforce this. The Chinese influence in the Chamber of Commerce is also pushing this. It's going to be a battle royal when the deportations start, and the Chinese are going to do everything they can to slow it down and stop it. Their goal is, see, Trump's only got three surplus seats in the House. Three. And so the goal with the Democrats will be, and the communists will be, to go like crazy to take back the House in 2026, which will stymie Trump's agenda. It's only three seats. And they will use the illegal immigration and tugging at the heartstrings and showing on TV every night, every little family that gets deported and, you know, just try and play on America's heartstrings. So that's the big battle coming up over illegal immigration. But I fully support Tom Homan here. If America's got to survive, those illegals have to go home. There can be no compromise on that.
They do. And, of course, now with the remaining time we have left over here, Trevor, tell me about the New Zealand blog and your website, trevorloudon.com.
Yeah, trevorloudon.com is Trevor, TREVORLOUDON. You can get my books and movies there, and I've got a great book on Kamala Harris, which gives the background of the whole Chinese network that's working inside the Democratic Party, because it's not just Kamala. It's Barack Obama, it was Dianne Feinstein, it's Stacey Abrams from Georgia, it's all these voter registration organizations in the key states. And I've even got a new book on the Australian Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, who is a covert communist who's going to work against President Trump when President Trump tries to confront China. So you can get all that stuff on trevorlowden.com.
Okay, and now the blog. You're basically posting stuff on the New Zeal blog that's related to the books that you put out.
Yeah, you go to New Zeal or Trevor Loudon. Probably easier now to go to trevorlowden.com. That's my New Zeal blog, but it's easier to find just going trevorlowden.com.
I got you.
And all my books and everything are available there.
Sure. Now, the thing is, too, is that the fight, it's about election integrity. It's about getting rid of the illegals, because that would foil the Democrats' idea of getting more registered voters in here that don't deserve to be here in the first place. And if you had any message for the people in America as to what's going to take place, because I really feel that we're going to have profiling going on, do you have any quick message that you can send to people as far as how they're going to be able to tolerate this clean out?
Look, God, this is a mission from God here. We've got to save America. We've got to save the conservative voting base. All illegals have to go home. You know, he who will not defend his own family is worse than an infidel. If you will not defend your country's borders, the Old Testament tells us many times what happened to the Jews when they did not defend their borders. And we got to defend our borders in America today. And that means the illegals have to go home and the border has to be sealed.
We appreciate that. TrevorLowden.com. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's always nice to talk to you. In the meantime, folks, we'll be back on Monday with more of the Krieger Files. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.